Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dave Meyer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting second. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Frank Tanana. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a line drive towards the mound. Tanana reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson bunts towards the mound. Smithson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McDowell. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McDowell. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Brunansky scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley tags and scores. Gaetti tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Twins. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McDowell. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. McDowell reaches second base with a double. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McDowell moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Ward reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Ward steals third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 4, Rangers, 4. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Rangers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 2 in the game. Teufel hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Rangers 4. The Rangers will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Slott reaches second base with a double. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McDowell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Smithson catches it and throws to second to double up Slott. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Rangers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley strikes out. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 5-4, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. McDowell chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Slot fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Slot. Meyer scores. Laudner goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Twins. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-3 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Rangers 4. The Rangers will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilkerson. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Wilkerson steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field. Puckett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Puckett. Wilkerson scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Twins. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Rangers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Lysander now pitching. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Brien. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. O'Brien steals second. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Dunbar pinch hits for Wayne Tolleson. Tom Dunbar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunbar hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Rangers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Toby Herron now playing second base. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McDowell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Rangers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Laudner for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McDowell. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-4 in the game. Teufel strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-4 in the game. Harbeck is walked intentionally. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Texas Rangers, 5. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.